Now the next example is emphasising the how the resonance works in stabilising more complicated aromatic molecules. Here we're looking at an alcohol of benzene, which is phenol. And this guy then is a weak acid, and it forms the related base, which is a conjugate base, called the phenoxide ion. Now the phenoxide ion, which puts a minus onto the oxygen, is able to be stabilised by resonance. So we push the two electrons from the lone pair onto the oxygen-carbon bond. That then must break the double bond between carbon and carbon. So you can see the arrow now pushes two electrons onto the carbon, and so we end up with a minus on that carbon. So we then take that minus, we push it onto the next carbon-carbon bond, which necessarily breaks the adjacent double bond, pushing a minus onto the bottom carbon. And then we push that minus onto the next carbon, breaks the double bond, pushes the minus onto the final position. So we end up then with the minus being pushed from the oxygen to the 2 position, to the 4 position, to the 6th position. Okay, so that's one position there, 4, 6. Okay. So again, I can ask you indicate why phenol is a stronger acid than ethanol. That's your proof. Okay, ethanol, it's not possible to do resonance stabilization. The more stable the base, the stronger the acid. Okay, so it's the resonance stabilization of the phenoxide ion is what provides this thing with a lower value for the pKa than ethanol. So again, that's a pretty standard sort of a question. And it does mean that you have to be able to push these electrons effectively around the ring and show that the minus charge can be located not only on the oxygen, but on these other positions around the aromatic system.